A reading from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 19. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Even if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Roger Abernathy, Salem Lutheran Church and Zion Lutheran Church, Farrer and Crosstown, Missouri.
Dear Christians, St. Peter's first epistle was written to Christians who lived in a largely non-Christian society. They were misunderstood, and pockets of persecution were starting to break out against them. The question for them was, how am I to live as a Christian in an environment growing hostile to Christianity? And perhaps Christians in many parts of the world might be asking themselves similar questions today. Let me pose a question. Being a Christian, trusting in the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come in human flesh and blood, who has redeemed us through the suffering and death of his cross, has risen from the dead and ascended on high, who has promised to come again, what if you knew that his coming was very, very soon? If you knew that the Lord was returning in the fullness of his glory, that space and time would be altered so that everyone would see him, and everyone who had ever lived would be resurrected, and all would be drawn before him to be judged by him, how would you act between now and then? Would worship have a little more importance? Would you have a different, more serious conversation with your spouse, children, family, friends, neighbors, co-workers about God's saving ways in Christ? Would the Lord be first and foremost in your thinking? Would you live a little differently, act or talk differently? Would earthly things recede to the background? Would your remembrance of holy baptism, your hearing of holy absolution, and the receiving of Christ's body and blood in the Lord's Supper be cherished more quickly and richly? Forgiven, wouldn't we want to forgive since love covers a multitude of sin? Well, St. Peter says that's how we Christians are to live and act every day. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment. We who cling to Christ live in a time of tension between Jesus' first coming and the redemption he won for us, and his second coming, when all will be judged by him. And all who rightly believe in Jesus will live in perfect fellowship with him and with all believers in him from every nation and language and time in the history of this world. For we are forgiven of our sins and righteous before God by his grace, for Christ's sake and through faith in Christ. As Christians, we are to live each day as if Jesus is coming back very soon. Worldly things should not be so important. Forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are the things that count. The world will question why we live the way that we do, forsaking all that is evil and wrong. Let them question. The end of all things is at hand. Our spouse and children, friends, neighbors will ponder why we love them a little deeper and serve them a little harder. The end of all things is at hand. Let me tell you about Jesus and what he has done for me and for you. The end of all things is at hand. And above all, in every Christian congregation, there should be no squabbling, no disharmony, no power struggles or one-upmanship. The end of all things is at hand. Our speaking should be filled with utterances of God's word, our serving with the strength that God supplies, so that in all things God is glorified through Jesus Christ. Oh, dear Christians, shouldn't we live that way every single day? Because when he comes, all persecutions, struggles, and strife will cease. Our eternal inheritance in Christ will be imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. And knowing that Jesus is coming to rescue every believer, that should shape the way we think, act, live, and love right now and every day until he comes. How are we to live as Christians in an environment growing hostile to Christianity? We are to remember that the end of all things is at hand, and we are to live like it every day in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
We thank Pastor Roger Abernathy for this meditation on God's Word.